Let's go now to the UK, where Prime Minister Boris Johnson has raised the stakes again, declaring overnight that there are no circumstances that would cause him to delay Britain's departure from the EU on the 31st of next month. Several members of his own Conservative Party, along with opposition MPs, are defying his threats and trying to block a no-deal Brexit. The Prime Minister is now threatening to call an election before the 31st of October if his own MPs defy him. Professor Ben Wellings from Monash University specialises in British and European politics and is watching events in Britain closely. Dr. Wellings, welcome back to The World Today.
Hello, Eleanor.
What is Boris Johnson's game plan here? Does he want to force an early election?
Well, he wants to leave the European Union with no deal. And so if an early election is what makes that happen, then he'll do it. We know that he's trying to sideline Parliament from this. I mean, given the deadlock that has been experienced over this in the past 3 years, in a way that's not surprising.
You're saying he wants to leave with no deal, but he's saying that keeping a no deal exit on the table gives him more negotiating power with his counterparts at the EU to have a better deal. Is he lying?
I don't think there's really time for that. And I think that ever since he came to power, that is really what is the most likely outcome. It's another one example of how Brexit is really bending political loyalties in the United Kingdom in very sorts of strange ways, that now we see this kind of strange coalition of deep blue conservatives and deep red Corbynites, along with Scottish nationalists, environmentalists, Liberal Democrats, all trying to unite to prevent the United Kingdom leaving without a deal. So I think that's always been the game plan for Johnson and the people around the cabinet table.
It's interesting how many of Boris Johnson's Conservative colleagues do look set to ignore their leader's threats to disendorse them if it were to come to a general election. Does it surprise you to see such an opposition to the Prime Minister?
It would be quite extraordinary. I mean, everything and nothing surprises me about Brexit anymore. You know, it's also, you can believe anything will happen. In a way, this is about a contest between executive government and parliament. And so there might be some Conservative MPs who believe, firstly, that leaving with no deal will be economically very terrible for the United Kingdom. But they might also be just wanting to reassert parliament in this. You know, Brexit has raised the question basically of who's in charge in the UK.
And former Labour PM Tony Blair is warning the current Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn not to fall into what he's calling an elephant trap. Can you decode that for us? What is the message he's trying to send?
I'm not quite sure. You know, Blair is the most pro-European of the former prime ministers, although we shouldn't forget John Major, who now has claimed that he will take Boris Johnson to court if he seeks to leave the European Union without a deal. But Blair is very keen for the United Kingdom to remain in the European Union. But elections are risky when you've got this volatile issue that bends political loyalties in all sorts of directions. So the outcome is highly uncertain.
Who is facing the biggest risk if there is an early election, Jeremy Corbyn or Boris Johnson?
Well, Johnson's got the most to lose, of course. You know, no one wants to lose an election. But there's a very big hurdle for the Labour Party to surmount. I mean, and that's not just the number of seats, which is in the 50s now, in order to form their own majority. They'd also need to figure out what they actually believe about Brexit. You know, they call it constructive ambiguity on the issue, but it's been far from constructive. And so the Remain and the Leave with a Deal coalition, if you like, would have to be exactly that, a coalition of the Labour Party, the Lib Dems, and most significantly the Scottish National Party, who would demand another referendum, but not on whether Britain should remain in the EU, but whether Scotland should leave the UK.
So how do you think this will play out?
Very messily. Whatever happens, it's going to be a strange month in British politics. I think although there are challenges to getting an early election, because, of course, the Prime Minister's got to call it, Parliament has to agree to it, and all these kind of obstacles, I think that a general election is the best bet to break the deadlock. That is, of course, not guaranteed that it will break the deadlock. It may just actually consolidate the divided opinions on this in parliamentary terms. On the other hand, it does offer the hope of breaking that logjam by creating some sort of working majority in Parliament one way or another.
And that's Professor Ben Wellings from Monash University.